Welcome back to K-Companion. I am Brittany.
I'm Rachel.
And we are your hosts. We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about what we're watching, listening to, and simply obsessing over. We've watched over 100, some of us, over 120 K-dramas. So we'll tell you what we think you should watch next and have random ramblings about all the things in between. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at KCompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we are keeping up with.
Yeah, so as of today, we've both finished two different K-dramas. One, A Time Called You, and two, Destined With You. And today we're going to give our final thoughts about both of these K-dramas with the theme of It's All About You. So, if you don't want any spoilers, here's your warning. We'll talk a little bit about what happened in each one. We won't dive into major plot points. Yeah. I don't know what's a spoiler anymore. But right. Anyways, if you don't want to hear anything, if you haven't finished either of these, or you just are very spoiler cautious, feel free to pause here and go and finish both of these K-dramas. They're both streaming on Netflix now. If you don't care about spoilers, let's dive right in. So, let's start with A Time Called You.
Yes.
And A Time Called You, what is the synopsis?
So it's about a young woman who mourns the death of her boyfriend. As a result, she is inexplicably transported back in time in the body of a high school student. There, she meets a student who looks confusingly like the deceased.
Yeah, so just a touch.
Yeah.
I think it should have been called A Time Called Confused, because what in the world was that?
And so the thing is, because we did this with a two-episode test.
We did. And to be fair and very honest, the first two episodes, it was intriguing enough to continue on. So it passed the first two episodes for me. I felt, okay, this feels like it's going somewhere great. And then it went somewhere and it kept going and rolling and almost like a snowball effect. And I'm like, I'm watching it because I have no idea what's happening.
Right.
But I'm watching it because it's kind of interesting. And then I started to, it was kind of like other time and continuum based shows or movies even, mm-hmm. where you're just kind of like, okay, I'm on board. But if you ask me about it, there's no way I can explain it to you.
I can't get you there. I can't help you to figure it out. But I'm going to sit here like an investigator
and also try and a little bit like a fool.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there going, no, I know where. No, not. I. Well, I'm not, who are you now?
Right.
Like, when you don't know, it's just. Anyways. Those are my takeaways.
Yeah, it was a lot, and I think we both came to a point where the story was more palatable and we could get through it when watched at 1.5. It's sad 100%. To say, but...
It was... So the thing is that normal speed on Netflix, it's just so slow. There are so many pauses where, like... And I didn't realize it in the first two episodes, and then but like as you get into, so there are 12 episodes in total, right? Mm-hmm. And as you get into like episode 6, 7, 8, it just seemed like they were gazing into the distance for a long time, or like you're watching these things happen and you're like, let's move it along.
Yeah,
so like watching it at 1.5 was better, definitely better.
Mm-hmm.
I was very confused about the going back in time and all of that, and there is a twist in like toward the end of episode 7 or 8
seven
or something,
and eight, yeah.
Where there is that twist where not only is she being this main character who's mourning the death of her boyfriend being brought back into time and all of that, he is also. And so there's like other elements that you didn't know were in play. And all I could think of as it was wrapping up in episode 12 was, why didn't we know half of the stuff at the beginning? Like, the way that they
told the
I'm
story.
Just, yeah, the way that they laid out the story was so confusing, where I'm like, okay, if you wanted me to sign on at the beginning, tell me what's up.
Right.
Like establish it very quickly that, oh, they're both going back in time.
Right.
Don't lead in with that glitch on the bus. Like, I'm just like, I'm thinking of our two-episode test where we're like, what just happened, right? And then what just happened was literally in every single episode where I'm
right.
like, what is happening now? What is this? Well, who are you?
And by the end, when you reach this end point, I kind of was like, okay. So like we went through all of that just to to have this moment where these two people who like have this kind of inkling about the other start to fall in love or whatever may happen after that. But it was one of those where I was like, I don't think I needed that big intricate time warpy storyline to get there.
Yeah, 100%. And then you're thinking like I think the only thing that kind of kept the story lifted up and without just going into a spiral of, okay, what is this? I don't care, was figuring out who murdered someone. Yes. But then they changed the story as they kept going back and doing it. And so I was like, okay.
Well, and it becomes a little bit kind of like Harry Potter in a way. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of Prisoner of Azkaban in particular, where there is kind of jumps in time. But yeah, seeing how everything is affected, and it was just very hard to keep up with in some respects.
It was so confusing. So apologies for recommending that. Well, I mean, it was fine. Like,
the first two episodes were good.
I think it, like, the cast was good enough because we had seen the two main characters, the actors, before. That helped me through it, but ultimately not worth it. I think watching it at 1.5, that is a key indicator of this is no longer fun. Working.
Yeah, it's now become like work. I think one of the highlights and one of the things that I know I was spoiled on with Instagram and all the social medias was Rowoon's cameo.
Okay, I was not spoiled, okay?
So how did that come across for you?
So I thought it was good. I thought it was out of left field because especially you start that episode where he has the cameo. And I'm like, okay, what? But I was like, oh my God, my boy.
Yeah, yeah. You were kind of inundated. You were watching other stuff with him, and here he is.
This was now the third, like, concurrent K-drama where he comes up, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, he needs a little extra cash. He's going to sign in for a cameo.
Well, I hope he got some extra money. But you know, his very short, brief cameo was confusing as heck. And but he did good. And A Time Called You, definitely interesting. Time Called Confused.
Yeah, it was a thing.
And moving forward with Destined With You, it should just be all about Rowoon, I guess. Yeah. Because between A Time Called You, I'm watching Extraordinary You, and now Destined With You.
Yes, you really stuck in there. You really are full team Rowoon in this moment.
Totally not even planned at all. I'm almost about it.
Almost better.
It is better. I mean, if I was like, oh my gosh, I want to watch everything Rowoon is in, I'm sure that they're smart, but I have crushed it and not even close to intended. But
so remind us what Destined With You is about.
Destined With You is about a lawyer bound by a centuries-old curse who becomes entangled with a civil servant who holds the key to his freedom, igniting an unexpected romance. This one was, I think, also a little confusing.
Yes. Yeah. I think.
But better than A Time Called You. If we're comparing a little bit of the time warpiness of both of them, I felt like Destined With You, you're talking like in a different life, right? A Time Called You, you're talking in the kind of same line?
Kind of time period-esque.
Weird.
But just so, different person.
Yeah, weird. Destined With You, I felt that they handled the like time warpy another life situation better, but also I still have questions.
I have a qualm.
Oh, what's your qualm?
My qualm with this drama is that they initially started the drama with him kind of talking to this red hand, right? Within the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of centuries-old curse goes away. And then he comes back almost in, like, I don't know, episode 8 or something, where he's like, I have known you from another life sort of situation. Like, they did a really poor job of, if that was going to be something he knows throughout.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that way. It seemed kind of broken. That.
Also, his brain.
Yes.
Diagnosis. Yeah. Okay. His diagnosis of having this, like,
whole genetic
thing gone at some point.
Yes. Yep.
Like, she do enough of those spells and
cured
done.
Him, and which, well, he died and came back, and therefore that solved his curse and his illness. I don't know.
I was like, before I was like, okay, sure.
Why not?
You know? Because I'm like, well,
Well, fine. Also, that was episode, wasn't that episode 14?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Where,
well, I'm like,
longest episode ever.
God. Longest episode and so much, like, instrumental music. I'm like,
snoozers.
What the heck? You want us to all fall asleep at this rate? But that's fine. Yes, that whole bit was confusing. But I will say, you know, Destined With You had its moments. I thought it was, there were funny moments. There were, like, intense moments. And then they also had that, like, murder, threatening, mystery type of thing that they're trying to solve. So it had a lot more layers than A Time Called You and worked with that better.
It had layers that didn't involve, we're going to have a bunch of different timelines going
on. Oh my God. Yeah. So I definitely wasn't as confused with Destined With You, because I do think that we're just jumping from that, okay, I've known you in a previous life.
Right.
Or we are destined. Right.
Fated.
Yeah. Love Rowoon.
Yeah.
I mean, naturally, at this point I have to, because I've seen him, I've been watching him.
You're not allowed not to.
I'm only watching his dramas right now, which is crazy, even though it was very unintentional. And, you know, by the end of Destined With You, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how I felt too, because it, I don't know, I think because we started with him being struck in this curse and or spell that she puts on him to be in love with her, and that was kind of where a lot of the humor lied for me, where he's 100%. Like, oh, stop, get it together.
It's the love spell.
Yeah, it's just the love spell. And so I think I don't know, maybe I just wasn't paying close enough attention to when that transitioned into him being like, I actually, like, do love you, and it's not just about said spell. So I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't. That wasn't clear.
Yeah.
I don't remember either. I do think that for the story in general, I do think ultimately, like, it passed our two-episode test really well. And then I think in our two-episode test, I said something like, I hope we come back to him and figure out what's going on with him.
Right.
And I still feel like we did that, but
not enough.
It left a lot of questions where I was like, ooh, we've really just, like, zipped it up very fast.
Yes.
We're like, and cured and moving on. Right.
We're going to focus on her work relationships and her kind of cohort at work more so than other
things. So interesting. But yeah, so any final thoughts on this finale, double finale review?
It was a lot. It was a lot all at once. And I think the hard part was trying to keep up with the weekly drops as well as do a decent job of maintaining momentum for all of A Time Called You.
Oh my gosh, I know. Because also, like, A Time Called You dropped all at once. So then we're, like, chipping our way through that. We started watching it together, and then we ended up not watching the rest of it together.
No.
So we're like, no, it's...
I need to get through it.
It needs to be at 1.5 and can't... Yeah, so I would say out of both of them, Destined With You is definitely better.
Yeah.
And less confusing, but yeah, great. So happy to move on to other things for sure.
Yes, though I will never not hear that song that they played in A Time Called You and
be sad. Oh my God.
It's just like, gather my tears for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. That song, I know. It was like a moment in One Spring Night, that drama, where you only hear the same four songs. Especially at 1.5, that song came up over and over and over and over and over again, and you're just like, oh boy.
If you didn't know that song before,
now you do.
For sure.
100%. Next up, so it's November.
It is November.
Welcome.
Yeah.
We're wrapping up this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We're going to have to do, like, a review of all of the dramas that we watched this year, which is crazy. I can't believe it's already that time. Mm-hmm. But we do, always, every month, we shout out special birthdays for a handful of K-drama actors, actresses, and K-pop idols for their birthdays each month. So we do post on our Instagram, and you can feel free to share that post on your favorite K-drama actor or actress or idol on their birthday to celebrate. So who is up first?
So yesterday, on the 1st, we had Kim Min-jae, who we've seen in Goblin and Tempted, as his birthday.
On the 5th, it is Han Ji-min's birthday. She was in One Spring Night and Our Blues.
Big shout out to Eric Nam on the 17th. It is his birthday then.
Beautiful. And on the 24th, it is Jung In-chae's birthday. We saw her in The King Eternal Monarch and Pachinko.
And then on the 29th, we have Lee Kyu-hyung, who we've seen in A Tale of the Nine-Tailed, Hospital Playlist, Racket Boys, and so many others as well.
So many. So those are our November birthdays.
And what is our music pick of the week?
Oh, our music pick, Tomorrow by Together. They come through every time. This song this week is Chase the Feeling, which is so catchy.
And off of their latest comeback album, mm-hmm. Free Fall.
Which, no skips on that.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
So happy with that. And then I know we're both watching Strong Woman Namsoon right now and still enjoying it, which is
yes,
always
key,
good.
Which is key. As we're like the other two episode tests we've had recently, not necessarily
so
the best, but this one's been good.
Yes. And what else are you watching?
So somehow, in the midst of finishing those other two dramas we talked about, I have watched the entirety of Song of Bandits.
Interesting.
Which, is a total of 9 episodes, I believe. And it was really good. Kim Nam-gil, who was the main lead in that drama, we had seen previously in Island. So it was nice to see him with a bit more of an emotional arc.
Yeah, there you go.
Which was good. But then other than that, I've really been flying through Sky Castle, and nice. I did start May I Help You. I did my own 2-episode test of
That's exciting, and you like it.
It is good, yes.
I do like it, too. Yeah. I think it's good to watch right now, actually.
Yes.
Because it's spooky season.
Oh, yes,
it's true. A little spooky, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's a funeral director and dealing with dead people, so, you know, a little spooky.
Yeah, it's timely.
Yeah. Right.
Watching the one currently. Okay.
I'm just watching Extraordinary You. As you may know, that one has 32 episodes.
Yes.
But they're all like a half hour, so it's no real excuse. But I took a pause on it to crush A Time Called You. So now I'm back. I'm back on Extraordinary You, which is great. Gotta continue the Rowoon train.
Must.
Apparently. And then I hope to move to a different actor I can focus on.
What are you talking about?
No, Rowoon is great.
He will have more dramas coming,
I'm excited. I am excited to see him in more things, but oh my god, it feels like I'm only
watching his stuff.
Yeah, literally, because I haven't watched anything else, so.
Well, and it is funny, too, like when you have Extraordinary You on and watching you watch all the parts that I've seen previously. Of being like, oh, yeah, no, right now he's being a jerk. It's true.
Yeah, well, what was hysterical is, like, I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, Rowoon hasn't been in the last 2 episodes. No spoilers there, but, and then he comes back and I'm like, oh, look, there he is. Even though I've seen him in so many other K-dramas in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing just all of his filmography. I don't know what I'm going to start next, though. There are new K-dramas coming out, and there are new ones that have just recently dropped on Netflix, and so I don't know what to start.
I know.
I still have my 100 K-drama scratchy poster.
Yes.
Scratch off poster, not scratchy poster. So, you know, I do need to put something back on there, because I'm currently not watching anything that's on there.
But at least you're watching. I think part of the thing, too, that we try and figure out is we have all these streaming platforms,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be actively using all of them. Needless to say, Netflix, we use
the most
pretty widely.
Yeah.
But so you're watching Extraordinary You on
Viki. Yep.
I know.
Which is wonderful. Highly recommend Viki.
Yeah.
It's $10 a month if you want the premium. It's worth it.
And it is worth it because you get the dramas that are actively dropping right now.
Yeah.
Not just the
And they have a bunch of features. This is not sponsored.
No, not sponsored.
They have a bunch of features on Viki as well where you can have the Korean subtitles. So if you're learning Korean, which I am, if you can have the Korean subtitles in addition to the English subtitles, very helpful if you are trying to learn. Anyways, highly recommend Viki. But yeah, so we do try to like, and you're watching May I Help You on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I know. Lots going on.
It's really just trying to keep up with
trying
it
to keep up. We're doing all right.
I think I
just need to
good.
Add a couple more to what I'm watching. Yeah. But Strong Woman Namsoon.
It's so good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Oh, on the topic of cameos.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we just talked about Rowoon doing a cameo in A Time Called You. That was wonderful. But I think the best cameo we've seen so far is in Strong Woman Namsoon, where we have Park Hyung-sik and Park Bo-young back for a very brief moment.
Yep.
But I thought it was a really good cameo.
I thought it was really like on point with their characters. It really did feel like they just kind of picked up where we left off with them. So it was really nice to see. And it was nice to see them acknowledge special thanks at the end
of that particular
episode. So if you haven't watched it yet, it's definitely worth the watch to see.
Especially if you've seen Strong Girl Bong Soon. So yeah.
Next week, Stray Kids.
Oh my God, Stray Kids, I know.
And
next week?
Next week. And this past week, Taemin of Shiny is releasing a music video. I don't know if it's like at this point.
And Epic High.
Epic High as well is coming out. Yeah.
With Hoshi.
Yeah, of 17.
Which is crazy.
17 had their recent comeback too. There's just so
there's
much,
and we will a lot happening.
We will bring it all. Bring we'll try. It all to you as best we can. It's a lot
trying to bring it all as we keep up.
Yeah,
it's okay. I feel lighter now. I don't have a time called you on yeah. on my shoulders.
Yep, there is that.
So yeah. That's great. You know what I think would be funny is if you were to ask any of the actors that was in A Time Called You,
what's
explain.
This about? What? All right, so I don't know. Is it easier based on like you thinking of yourself as your character, or because I think when you go to the whole, I don't know, if you look at it from a whole, you're just kind of like, I don't know.
At that point, I have no idea. But that's okay. Anyways, we're moving on to bigger and better things, and we'll keep you all posted. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at @KCompanionPod for all the things that we're trying to keep up with,
yeah,
and even more. So we will catch you all next week. Have a good week.